The Jakarta Starbucks coffee shop that was bombed is boarded up for repairs, and the memorial of flowers at the site is now gone. Traffic at the busy intersection in front of the Serena, the city's oldest department store, is again congested as usual. Eight people died in the attack, including four militants. Mohammed Yunus, an Ojek motorcycle taxi driver, has received widespread praise for his actions after the explosions and gunfire. After the second explosion, Yunus rushed to the police station to help a woman whose legs were severely injured, even though the assailants were shooting at anyone in the area.
I got that woman and I told her, "Don't cry. Please be strong. Be strong. Please don't be sad."
Yunus said he found out later that the woman was with her nephew, who died in the blast. There have been demonstrations by Indonesian Muslims denouncing terrorism and calling for the government to eradicate radical militants linked to the Islamic State group that claimed responsibility for the attack. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said he will consider tightening the country's security laws to prohibit Indonesians from joining radical groups overseas. Critics say the government has been slow to act.
The issue itself starting in 2013, 2014, but there is no result. It's not part of the government priority.
The latest threat was a letter sent to police in Bali warning of an attack. Authorities advise visitors and residents of the resort island to stay alert and have increased security at shopping malls and other locations that draw crowds. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.